Good afternoon, dear listeners. We welcome you back on RIM Radio live from its studios. It's Amina Syed serving you the most leading news of the hour. Your news, our business. For the headlines, the president of the Spanish government, Pedro Sanchez, says that the joint Moroccan-Spanish-Portuguese World Cup 2030 bid is a very good positive message. In SFE, police arrest Daesh sympathizer allegedly involved in preparing terrorist plan to seriously undermine public order. Internationally, the French Senate approved the text of the settlement to reform the retirement system. And now we jump into details. Morocco's joint bid with Spain and Portugal to host the 2030 World Cup announced Tuesday by His Majesty King Mohammed VI is a very good positive message that improved the conditions for us to move forward with this bid, the president of the Spanish government, Pedro Sanchez, said on a joint press conference in Lanzarote, Canary Islands, with the Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Costa at the end of their bilateral joint meeting. From his side, the Portuguese PM affirmed that the bid has a very positive charge and sends a very important message to the world, to Europe and Africa, that we are two neighboring continents that want to work together. In other news, judicial police in SFE arrested a Daesh sympathizer extremist allegedly involved in preparing for the execution of a terrorist plan in an individual project to seriously undermine public order. More details with Suhej Mehri.
From Safi, a suspected Daesh sympathizer extremist has been arrested by the judicial police for allegedly preparing to carry out a terrorist attack to disrupt public order. According to a statement released by the Central Bureau of Judicial Investigation, BCIG, the suspect has pledged allegiance to the alleged Emir of Daesh and was actively preparing to identify and locate officials as targets using the lone wolf tactics. Thanks to the detailed information provided by the Directorate General of Territorial Surveillance, the BCIG was able to arrest the suspect and conduct sweep operation at his home, leading to the seizure of a video where he pledged allegiance to the terrorist organization and expressed his intention to join their fighting camps. The defendant will face trial at the end of the investigation process, supervised by the Terrorism and Extremism Prosecutor.
In Laayoon City, participants in the Works of Laayoon Forum in its third edition, which was launched this week, stressed the effectiveness of cooperative work through marketing and networking mechanisms to enhance the economic empowerment of women. During this two-day meeting organized by the Sahrawi Women's Forum for Development and Democracy, the speakers highlighted the efforts exerted to strengthen the capabilities of cooperatives and develop the spirit of innovation and creativity in developing and marketing their products, especially cooperatives working in the fields of agriculture, fishing, and handicrafts. On international soil, the French Senate, with a right-wing majority, approved this morning the settlement text of the pension reform that raises the retirement age from 62 to 64 years old, before putting the text to the National Assembly for a final stage. The session, which lasted an hour and 45 minutes, ended with the adoption of the text by 193 votes against 114 votes, as the majority of right-wing and centrist members voted in favor of reform. In sports news, the 73rd FIFA Congress in Kigali on Thursday re-elected Gianni Infantino for a third four-year term as the FIFA president. Gianni Infantino was re-elected unopposed as FIFA president by acclamation at the 73rd Congress of the body that brings together the 211 member associations in the Rwandan capital. According to FIFA regulations, Gianni Infantino cannot seek another term at the head of the organization. With this, we end our newscast. Stay tuned for more news coverage here on RIM Radio Studios. See you again next time.